For the second time in 2 years, Governor Andrew Cuomo has raised the specter of a Moreland Act commission in hopes of scaring people into doing his bidding. This shouldn't come as any big surprise. If Cuomo has proved anything since he took office in January 2011, it's that he favors a carrot-and-stick approach to governing, with a heavy emphasis on the stick. Cuomo's latest threat came last week following the revelation that the Joint Commission on Public Ethics had limited an investigation into Assemblyman Vito Lopez's sexual harassment scandal to Lopez's own actions. That means it will not consider Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver's hush-hush settlement with two of Lopez's accusers using some $100,000 worth of taxpayer money. Jay Cope has called another special meeting Monday morning following the governor's comments and might very well vote to broaden the scope of its probe, which would render Cuomo's threat moot, at least for now. The governor's first invoking of the Moreland Act Commission actually dates back to before he was even in office. While still a candidate in 2010, he called the notoriously dysfunctional state government, quote, a joke, and warned if legislators refused to police themselves via tougher ethics requirements, that he would establish a commission and do it for them. After he actually became governor, Cuomo reiterated his threat, using it as a verbal cudgel with which to beat legislators into passing his ethics reform package. Ironically, the result of that legislation was the much-maligned J-COPE, which is as much on trial in the court of public opinion as Lopez and perhaps even Silver at the moment. Cuomo did not seem to be bothered by the fact that a Moreland Act commission has never before been used to investigate the legislature as an institution, and scholars suggest doing so would likely be challenged for breaching the separation of powers between the legislative and executive branches. A little history. Passed in 1907 and named after Sherman Moreland, a one-time Assembly Republican leader, the law gives governors the power to set up special commissions to investigate state agencies. Commission members have subpoena power, and they can make legislative recommendations to fix any problems they find. Governors over the years have used the Moreland Act Commission to investigate school funding, harness racing, the workers' compensation system, and other things. The results have been decidedly mixed. In the 1980s, following a series of corruption scandals, Governor Mario Cuomo set up a Moreland Commission called the Commission on Government Integrity to investigate the state's campaign finance system. After 3 years, commission members deemed the system, quote, an embarrassment and recommended wide-ranging reforms. More than three decades later, those reforms have still not been implemented. In 1999, then-Governor George Pataki appointed a Moreland Act Commission to investigate the New York City School Construction Authority's failures in building timely and cost-effective projects. The commission found widespread and systematic abuse in inflating school rolls to beef up the allocation of state dollars, including adding the names of dead children to the roster of students showing up to class every day. Pataki then renewed his call for the New York City Board of Education to be abolished. Control of the city's public school system was given to the mayor in 2002 following a massive lobbying effort by Mike Bloomberg. A Moreland Act commission would enable Cuomo to reprise his role as state attorney general, a job he sometimes appears to miss very much. And really, who could blame him? Unlike the governor, who has to be pragmatic in order to cut deals with the divided legislature, the attorney general gets to be a moral crusader, fighting to protect the people of New York and sometimes even the nation from the powers of darkness. Cuomo has already moved to usurp some of the powers of his old office by establishing the State Department of Financial Services, an Uber Wall Street watchdog that is headed by his longtime aide, Ben Lawsky. Lawsky has not been shy about exercising his newfound powers, engaging in an ongoing turf war with AG Eric Schneiderman that sometimes seems to be more of a focus for both those respective enforcement agencies than their jobs. It remains to be seen whether Cuomo actually makes good on his latest Moreland Act threat, or if the mere mention of an ultra-powerful commission is enough to get him what he wants. You've got to wonder, though, how many times will this ploy work before someone calls Cuomo out on it?